Good morning. 10 minutes of miniseries is generously sponsored by Shmuel and Esther Shaiwitz in honor of their parents and children. This morning is sponsored by Jeffrey Meir Golgrab, Leilu Nishma Shmuel Aryeh Ben Chaim. We're on the final chapter of Maseilas Yesharim Perek Vav, the Midah of Kedusha, of holiness and sanctity, which the Ramchal has defined for us as living entirely davuk, connected and clinging to Hashem, that none of our actions and behaviors, none of our thoughts and speech is divorced from a mindfulness and awareness, from the consciousness of Hashem in our lives. But a real life of Kedusha and Tahara is that our eating is not a hedonistic, physical eating. Our eating is transforming the food into imbibing the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the one who's Mechaya Achias that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us. Sleep is not sleep, is what gives us the energy to live a life of Avodas Hashem. And each interaction we have, though we are navigating the physical world, we are transforming and we are elevating it by living with a constant awareness of Hashem. That is Kedusha. And what helps, what is supports this midah, how to live a life of Kedusha, is bodudus. When a person is not always surrounded by noise and interactions, when a person is not frazzled, but a person has the capacity for his bodudus, when a person is able to be alone, alone with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, alone in their own thoughts, alone struggling and working on themselves, and to be able to live a somewhat ascetic life, to not be defined by and informed by and drawn to the physical temptations and seductions of this world. Mafside amida, and what are the impediments, what are the obstacles, what is what deprives a person of living a life of Kedusha? Chesron hayedios ha'amitios. The first thing is the loss of true knowledge. When a person is pursuing false ideologies and false temptations, when a person's mind is and judgment is clouded, then it's hard to feel and see the awareness of Hashem. Verov ha-chevra im b'nei Adam. Of course, chevra is an important midah. Dibu chaverim is one of the ways the Torah is acquired. But if a person is overly, you need the right balance. If a person is overly social, lives with a sense of FOMO, is concerned where are the people, where's the fun, where's the action, what am I missing, what's happening, how could you be living with a Kadosh Baruch Hu if your happiness and mental health and stability is informed and defined by the FOMO you feel of too much social? Writes the Ramchal, person who is too physically defined by the physical world likes company and revives and revitalizes itself. The soul remains in captivity, unable to escape its prison. The neshama is yearning and searching and stretching. The neshama wants to soar and wants to fly. And the guf, the physical body, is holding it back. It's holding it back. Essentially, the Ramchal here is introducing us to this incredibly important idea. That a human being, we know, of course, is made up of two parts. The nefesh bahami, with the animal soul, the animal instinct, the animal impulse, the animal drive, the animal desire. We use that in our vernacular, as we've said many times. Person eats like an animal, eats like a pig, the room they keep like a pigsty, the animal impulse. And then we have the chelak alakom mimol mamash, we have the godly soul, literally a godly soul that elevates us, that's defined by discipline and sovereignty and the capacity to regulate ourselves, not just eat what we want, when we want, however much we want because we have an appetite, but to be regulate ourselves, not to sleep all the time and not to indulge all kinds of other yetzaharas, but we have that ability. So there's the physical part of who we are, the guf, and there's the spiritual, the neshama. And there's a perfect ratio. The two in combination add up to 100% of who we are. The more we're defined by the physical, the less allocation there is left for the spiritual. And the less we define ourselves by the physical, doesn't mean that we don't live in the physical world. Doesn't mean that we don't enjoy and benefit from Hashem's beautiful physical world. But it means, how are we defined? So the more that we are defined by and identify with and are driven by and run after this world, if the guf is who we are, then the less awareness and the less expression the neshama has. And the less that we are defined by and identify with and indulge in the physical world, the more the neshama can soar. So the biggest obstacle to living a life of Kedusha, writes the Ramchal, is when a person is overindulging and overdefining and over-identifying as the guf, so the neshama is suppressed, the neshama is suffocated. The neshama is in captivity. And the more that a person can enjoy the guf, but recognize and realize where the guf belongs and not be overly defined by it, the more the neshama can thrive and can soar. We'll just read one more sentence. Mirtz Hashem the bris. Ach bi pardo man bi yashar levad. Yachan atzma l'ashras kedushaso. Waiting on me? Ready? So one more sentence and don't wait on me. Hafrado mehem v'sha... I've never had a bris happen ready so quickly. Yachan atzma l'ashras kedushaso. Ni v'derech shirotze leilech bo yalichehu. Because we have a principle, Chazal tell us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us go on the path that we want to go. So where we're drawn and where we begin and what we pursue is what opens up for us. So with the Siyata Deshmaya, we have to have a picture. We shared a few weeks ago the Sfas Emes. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who fashioned the menorah miraculously, why do we need the details given? Sfas Emes said, because you're only zochah to Siyata Deshmaya when you have a clear vision and picture of who you want to be. You're not even zochah to Siyata Deshmaya to miraculously get something done if you don't have a clear vision and picture of what you want. So we zochah to Siyata Deshmaya Ezer Eloki only when we have a picture of what does a life of Kedusha look like? What does a life of my best self look like? What does my best hour, my best day, my best week look like as an Eved Hashem, as a husband or wife or mother or father, as a whatever stage of life I'm up to? Tizgaber nafshabo, our soul should be strengthened within to rule over the physical. Tinatzach as gufnis, tinatzeach, the eternity, the immortal soul, to rule over, to be supreme over the body. When there's a struggle between the two, which one will win, which defines us, which identifies us, who will we be? How will we be known? What will be our brand? Let the neshama win. V'tidbak b'kedushaso, and to cling to the holiness within us. Not to forfeit it, not to surrender it, but to cling to it and to express it and to project it. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'tush lambo, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help us be perfected in that manner. We've got a couple paragraphs left to go until our big siyam on Mesillas Yesharim. Mazel tov, mazel tov.